flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Friday to you, Ben and Woods. We made it to Friday, and we made it through January. Well, it's not over yet. We still have the entire day to go. But listen, if it's not one thing, it's another.
We didn't make it entirely intact through January, actually.
I swear to God. I swear to God. Welcome in. It is good to have you here. It is good to be here. Any day above ground is a good day. So we are working through some things in here. We'll discuss in a moment. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. He is the imaging director of the radio station, and he's like our unofficial YouTube captain. So some things have been heaped on his plate this morning, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. After I introduced the very logical, level-headed, very friendly sports anchor himself, Benjamin R. Higgins. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning. How testing even my inexhaustible patience it's and so, good cheer this morning.
It's so true, man. When you can throw a curveball at Benny Higgins and get him a little bit worked up, you know you've done your job. So, woke up this morning, Paulie. I didn't see it till I got here. And I clicked open my phone. I got here about 5, and I went, what is happening? Why is there 60 messages between Ben and Paul, and I missed all of them?
Doesn't usually happen.
It does not usually happen. Somebody's pulled a little coup d'etat on the old Ben and Woods YouTube page and got us knocked off. And, you know, your mind starts to wander a little bit, and you're like, well, why would anybody do this? And how did they do it? Apparently, this happens. This is a thing.
Paulie, what did the email say that we got
the email
overnight?
I woke up about 4 o'clock and checked my phone. I got an email at 1:49 a.m. from YouTube, and it says, hello, Ben and Woods. We have reviewed your content and found severe or repeated violations of our spam, deceptive practices, and scams policy.
Oh, no.
Because of
I'm
this,
speechless.
We have removed your channel from YouTube.
Are we a drop shipping scheme and we didn't even know it?
I don't know
what's going on
what
here.
What happened?
How are we possibly spamming or scamming people? We're just talking about the Padres for 4 hours every day.
But, like, think about we did a live stream last night, And what we talked about in there was we're not asking for anything. We're not promising anything. We're not like,
even
if, I'm not selling shoes in there. You know what I mean?
Even if we did, that would have been one time, and it's
right.
It wasn't repeated, you know, abuse or whatever.
Yeah.
So
Ben and Woods multi-level marketing scheme. Yeah, buy our Ben and Woods Bible. We wrote it, and it's up for sale. It's $49.99, and pick up some high tops as well. That's not what's happening.
I mean, we do ask you to go to trustandwill.com, but you don't have to.
It's just
good, smart, you know, estate planning.
Well, listen, man, I'm not going to get myself worked up too much more. Paulie has already filed the appeal. It's absolutely absurd. Anybody that's ever watched any of our streams know we're not out there scamming people or hawking people.
My gut instinct tells me, I believe the way it works is you can report channels and users.
Yep.
For anything, for okay. offensive behavior,
sure.
you know, vulgar language, whatever.
Even if they
didn't actually do anything. Jeez. Like, you could pull somebody out of the chat and just, like, report them.
Right.
Even if they didn't actually do anything. And I think the way it works is if you get enough reports or claims on your channel,
yeah.
they'll get removed.
So technically, if I didn't like someone, I could spend my entire life just reporting them.
Yeah.
And it would eventually hurt them.
Yeah, I've seen some interesting theories already this morning. Are Dodgers fans attacking us?
No.
I saw another one. Is Adam mad that Ben and Woods' account has more followers than the 97.3 The Fan account? And this is his way to get everyone to get over to
the 97.3 The Fan. Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
The Fan YouTube account.
Is it extra sweet that you got us knocked off YouTube, Adam? He's got his kids, and they're just reporting us all day on three different computers.
Daddy, my fingers keep reporting.
Now your back's going to hurt. You just pulled landscaping duty. So I don't know, man. Wesley says, you've started including the ad reads during the live YouTube. Yeah, that's not uncommon for anybody. Have you ever watched YouTube?
Have you ever heard a podcast, anything on YouTube where they're like, hey, check out this product. Hey, go to Manscaped.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just don't know what it is. And here's the funny thing is, the Dodger fans on my list of culprits, they're like sixth. That's the sad part. Dodger fans actually hate us, but they love us. They would never want our content to go away. They get fed.
Where else would they hear
about
the
Dodgers? Not going to be in L.A. I'll tell you that right now. So I think they genuinely, like, they love to hate us. So I don't think it's them. Here's the problem with this crap, dude.
It's Jerks and Profar, isn't it?
It is not. Jerks and Profar likes us.
He's getting back at us now that he's gone.
No, he likes us.
We don't know why.
So look, dude. Thomas says the reports would need to be from different sources. Yeah, that's easy to do. I mean, that's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, how many different sources? One, two, three?
I don't know.
You know? You just never know. So we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I've had a buddy banned for similar reasons on TikTok. I've had guys like on video games, you can get banned for cheating, even though you're like, I won.
I just beat this guy's ass.
And you get reported enough times, and I think they call it shadow banning. I don't exactly know how it all works, but you know, we're trying to figure it all out. It's been really fun.
I mean,
super fun month of January.
If it's who I suspect it is, I spent a good portion of the live stream last night talking about learning over the last few years how to take the high road better. I'm not great at it. Ben lives there. Paulie lives there. I don't. I live on the low road. I'm very comfortable on the low road. I'm comfortable in an alley or in a gutter. Where I'm not comfortable is holding my tongue. And I'm learning to be better. And so we spent a good portion of the night last night talking about said high road. And the thing is, you'll never know. Nobody will cop to it.
Well, whoever did this, it feels like a low road move. I will say that.
Exactly. But I do feel, you know, if it's who I think it is, it's going to be hard for me to stay on the high road. Just telling you right now.
If this wasn't just a mistake and the algorithm thought, you know, we were doing something, I don't know.
I will.
If it wasn't a mistake, then that's a problem.
If we find
now you're messing with people's money.
If we find evidence of who, you know, if it was like an orchestrated scheme and someone was behind it, I will authorize you to deviate from the high road.
Yeah.
And allow you to
you will.
Return to your natural habitat of playing in the mud,
yeah.
Woods. Now, my main concern, obviously, is for me. Does this go on my permanent record?
Yes.
Because my permanent record is
clear.
Really clean, and I don't want a black mark. I don't want anything on my permanent record, so to speak.
Oh, this is on, you're a scammer. Now, on your permanent record is YouTube scammer and charlatan.
Yeah, the just police so will be arriving in about 4 hours at your home.
I've worked almost 50 years keeping a spotless permanent record, whatever that is.
If anybody gets to the bottom of this, I'm going to give you $500. Just so you know.
Are there any private investigators in the audience right now? DM us, reach out to us.
I'll give you $500.
Call in. Hell, I don't care. We'll figure it out. And
if there's a way to find out who did this,
we got you.
I got you. I mean, it'd be the best $500 I've ever spent. Ever. So if I find out something like that, we are going to have a huge... huge issue. And I mean a... So, listen. We woke up to that news. That's not great.
Just to wrap that up real quick, nothing really changes.
Yeah.
Yes, our channel is not able to be found on YouTube right now.
Right.
We still have the 97.3 The Fan YouTube page. People are in there right now.
Yeah.
Chatting with us.
So you can go see it
there.
On
Facebook, no. On Twitch, all the same. You know, the Odyssey app and, of course, 97.3 on your radio. Nothing has changed. We're still good.
And, oh, by the way, Tier 1s, you're great. Spread the word, if you wouldn't mind, letting everybody know where they can find us if they're usually watching on YouTube on the Ben and Woods channel. Just send them over to the 97.3 The Fan channel or the app or the radio. Or Twitch or wherever you can go.
Teasel, you've got a problem. I don't think it's him. Just so you know.
Yes,
you've got a problem. You've lost your YouTube channel.
Is it possible he's been Kaiser Sose all along?
You got a problem.
Yeah, yes, I do have a problem, Hacksaw.
You got a problem.
I know I have a problem. We lost our YouTube page. You don't have to keep telling me that I've got a problem.
You got a problem.
I know I've got a problem.
You got a problem.
I know.
You got a problem. You got a problem.
Oh, my God.
You got a problem. You got a problem.
That's him just reporting our page. You've got a problem. 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 Yeah. Yeah, if you guys get me concrete proof, I'm going to give you $500. Just so you know. Just so you know. I need concrete. Comb discords. Comb everything you can find. And there is YouTube, Thomas. You're actually on it right now. But our page got taken down if you missed it this morning. So never, ever a dull moment on the Ben and Woods program. I'm so ready to take January and flush it down the toilet. Next year we start on February 1st. Just so you know, Adam. You thought this year we took a lot of vacation. Next year you will not see me in January. There's no need for me to be here in January. None whatsoever. I'll work through Christmas and take January off. The worst month of the year. It's not even close. And it's finally almost over. But now we've got this to deal with. So Paulie will be on the case. Tier 1s will be on the case. And let's get after it.
Now, if you really want to dive into conspiracy theories, does someone out there not want you to hear what Major Garrett has to say this morning?
Never
because,
know.
He
could get spicy.
We got the phenomenal Major Garrett, CBS News, and our Padres correspondent on the East Coast and East Coast chief Padres fan.
He's a day oneer, right?
Yep.
Padres fan.
Joining, day one. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Growing up in Claremont here, and he is going to be with us at 6:35. And I imagine a lot of the fan base is, he's a smart guy. He has wisdom. He has experience. And a lot of people would like to know what he thinks about what's going on.
And he's also a bit of a voice of reason sometimes.
He is. He's measured as well.
He's very passionate, but yet also measured. We'll see how measured he is today.
He's usually glass half full.
He is.
But he backs it up with such passion and logic as well at the same time. I'm excited to hear. We have not talked to him since before the season ended.
You know what's funny is he texted me when we were at fantasy camp. And he goes, I need something. Give me one picture, one video, something. Because he was supposed to go this year. He couldn't because of the election. Next year, he's going.
That's right.
So what I did was I sent him a picture of me and Hoffy. Then I ran outside and I saw Hoffy. Me and Hoffy made a video for him. Hey, Major, can't wait to see you at camp next year. And he lost his mind. So he got that. He's super excited. And the guy bleeds Padres, man. He just is all over.
All right, we got that coming up at 6:35. We'll set the rest of the menu and get you warmed up here on a Friday. With Ben and Woods, we'll be right back after Kelly's traffic, wherever you're finding us this morning, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
How about that? Some good news. During our break, it looks as though the permanent ban of the Ben and Woods channel on YouTube has been lifted. And we are back in business all of a sudden.
This is wild.
Yeah, man. That was quite the turnaround.
Yeah, it goes
the commercial break.
It goes to show that, at least my very rudimentary knowledge of YouTube is that my gut feeling tells me somebody just was reporting us last night over and over and over. They flagged it. They looked at it, took them 20 minutes. Paulie put that in 20 minutes ago, the appeal. And they go, oh, yeah. I mean, so if you're messing with our YouTube channel, I find out who you are. Do you know what an asp is?
Not the snake.
No, that thing that...
gets you behind
the knee.
It's just like one... telescoping.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to get you with an asp. You won't even know it hits you. Remember in Casino when they cattle prod that guy sitting at the table? You're just going to be walking, and you're just going to feel under your arm. It's going to be your old pal Woodsy zapping you with a cattle prod. It pisses me off, dude. You don't mess with people's money.
Not everybody's happy we're back. Joe on the chat from Facebook says, why can't we just have mostly sports instead of sad, forced attempts at stand-up comedy?
No.
Some shows have it. This one doesn't. In my opinion. That's just his opinion.
Joe, I respect your opinion, buddy.
We're not attempting stand-up comedy. You just don't enjoy our personalities.
Yeah, that's it.
That, Joe, is really the problem here.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Joe, listen. I get it, man. It's not for everyone, you know, to each their own. Yeah, I have a lot of here's the thing, and I've said this for years. There's a lot of things I'm not into, a lot. More so than most. You know what I don't do? I don't go to Jelly Roll's Facebook feed and make comments about Jelly Roll.
I am not okay.
I saw him last night performing at the LA Fire thing. I don't get it. The first thing I said this morning, my wife walked in the room. I was on my phone, and she goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm wondering why Jelly Roll keeps getting shoved down my throat when he literally can't sing a song. That's what I'm wondering. She's like, okay, I guess we're off and running this morning. That's the first thing I said this morning. So, but the thing is, Joe, I don't go to Jelly Roll's page. Be like, hey, man, you don't sing very good. Some singers have it. You don't.
You're not one of them.
That's what's never made sense in my head. I'm not a big Nickelback guy. Not a big Imagine Dragons guy. I don't go to their feed like, hey, man, just so you know, you guys are terrible. Led Zeppelin's way better. All right, see you later. I just don't listen to it, right? So, listen. It is what it is. Joe, I love you, man. I'll give you a big hug when I see you. We are going to talk some sports today. You can rest your pretty little head on that, buddy.
As we always do, at some point.
Yeah.
We will definitely talk Padres with Major Garrett. He's coming up at 6:35. We have a couple of all-time entries for Don't Do This in our 7 o'clock hour.
The number one best way to get on Don't Do This is just mention this guy's name in a positive light.
Another day of Padres trade rumors that don't seem to be panning out into anything. The Cubs were the latest one to be in the center of all the discussion, and then now it's back to the Mets again. People talking about Dylan Cease going possibly to New York and what prospects could come back if the Padres do pull off a deal. I think it's very telling, though, that there hasn't been a deal yet. If the Padres absolutely had to trade Dylan Cease, there's plenty of teams that would take him.
Yeah, there's two off the top of your head that are very interested right now. Well, three, actually, that have been rumored recently.
Cease probably doesn't need to beg anyone to take Dylan Cease.
Absolutely, and I think the ask is very high on Dylan Cease,
as it should be.
And this is one of those deals, if I'm going to part with him, you're going to overpay. It's going to, because we know it's going to hurt us, right? Like, that's a guarantee. You lose Dylan Cease, it's going to hurt. But it needs to hurt you as well, right? And hey, Rental, schmental, doesn't matter. You have them for a year. You can win a World Series. So it's going to sting if this happens.
Yeah, they had to do it last year. They did not want to give up Michael King.
They did not want to give up Michael King. No, they did
not. Eventually they did.
They tried to put a bunch of other dudes in there, and Preller said, nope, I want King.
It happens once in a blue moon in sports where a trade works out pretty well for both sides.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford for Jared Goff worked out pretty well for both sides.
Yep.
For the rare quarterback for quarterback.
Yeah.
This was one of the biggest trades in the history of baseball, Juan Soto getting moved.
And I'll say right now,
it worked out.
Based on the moves that are the rumored returns, I don't know. I look at it and I saw people going, oh my God, I'd drive Dylan Cease to the airport for this deal. And I'm like, how can you say that?
Well, and that is a matter of fan opinion. If you trade a player with 1 year of control, an all-star type player like Dylan Cease, and get controllable assets, you can have an opinion on whether that's a good thing for the Padres or a bad thing. Smart thing, or they should be going for it this year. What you can't excuse is just giving away Dylan Cease to clear salary and not getting enough back.
100%.
That's the kind of thing that sets back a franchise. So I'm glad to see that they're not jumping at any offer that they can take. That it needs, as you said, whatever team acquires Dylan Cease, it needs to hurt on their side as well.
And then
we can evaluate and decide, do we like this? Do we not like this? Overall, is this a better deal for the Padres or not?
It's always that thing where you look at it and go, okay, like on paper, Keith Law said that these prospects are really good. I guess I'm supposed to be excited about it. How many times does that happen where you never really hear these guys' names again? Or, oh, he's hurt. I understand. I like getting back top prospects as well, but they are just prospects. The Mets, the Cubs, the Braves, they know exactly, barring injury, what they're getting when they get a Dylan Cease, which is why it needs to sting them more than it stings
us. But is AJ even planning on holding on to prospects if he acquires them? Or is he flipping them for other people, as he's done multiple times? In fact, that's exactly how they got Dylan Cease last year, is by flipping a prospect that they got in the Juan Soto trade in Drew Thorpe. So, again, this is, I think, a good sign that, AJ's holding out and being patient and not just, clamoring that he's got to get a deal done before the start of spring training. So we'll talk some Padres baseball. Obviously, we're getting ready for Fan Fest tomorrow. We'll be out there live starting at 10 o'clock. We're going to broadcast live from Section 113 from 10 to noon. Looking forward to seeing a lot of the Tier 1s out there, hopefully enjoying at least a nice San Diego day and meeting some of your favorite Padres. Jake Cronenworth going to be with us near the start of the show at 10:10. The skipper, Mike Schilt, is going to stop by during our show as well.
How fantastic is that?
It is fantastic. And then Andy Nelson going to be on with Trevor Hoffman and Jackson Merrill. And then in the afternoon from 2 to 4, it's Gwynn and Chris. They've got Joe Musgrove and Manny Machado.
Musgrove Cease. And Cease.
Dylan Cease. That's right. Dylan Cease going to be on tomorrow as well. Everything's a little tentative, obviously. But
Dylan Thief.
I think,
oh my God. Dylan Thief.
There's a good chance we're going to at least learn something this weekend. How the players are feeling. How Mike Schilt is feeling. There's going to be some information gleaned at Fan Fest tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Dylan Thief. Dylan Thief. That's insane.
All right, I promise you this is not a YouTube scam. We actually have real Tom Arnold tickets to give away right now. You can call now and win a pair of tickets Tom Arnold at National Lampoon, The Yellow Door, this Saturday. Get your own tickets at nlyellowdoor.com/San Diego or win a pair early in the show today. Paulie doesn't have to be on me all day. 833-288-0973. Third caller, 833-288-0973. Hook you up with a pair of tickets to see the show tomorrow, Tom Arnold at National Lampoon, The Yellow Door.
Somebody put in the chat, thief into fifth.
We got one today.
Thief into fifth.
Thief.
We did. And
Thief
into fifth on thief. Trading Dylan Thief, man. I'm going to start doing it so much it's going to sound...
Our YouTube channel got a thief into fifth.
It did. It's going to be part of my vernacular now, Dylan Thief.
All right. We're going to check in with Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News and our East Coast Padres fan in chief when we come back with Ben and Woods. First, tell you about Prize Picks this weekend. get signed up for Prize Picks and start playing fantasy on college basketball, pro basketball, whatever you're watching this weekend. But then you will be ready for the big game next week. Oh, you can start setting lineups now, and there's a free square that you really need to take advantage of. It's one half of passing yard for Patrick Mahomes. So pick the more and then put that in a lineup, 2 to 6 players, and start winning real money, up to 1,000 times your money. With Prize Picks, it's really easy to play. It takes just seconds to download and then just a few more seconds to set your first lineup. But when you do, download the app. Make sure you use the code KWFN because you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup at Prize Picks. And again, you can do basketball, check out the schedule for tonight's games, college and pro hoops over the weekend. It's really easy to upload and download money when you win. They have MasterCard, they have Venmo, they have Apple Pay. It's really quick, it's really easy. There's millions of players out there, millions of dollars being won every week on Prize Picks. Run your game, must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. I always get like a little tingle when Major Garrett's going to come on.
Oh, yeah.
Anticipation. He's actually on hold. I hate making guests wait, but I am going to get to our traffic report. Pauly says Kelly's got about 30 seconds of traffic for us. And then on the other side, we will talk with CBS Chief Washington correspondent and our Padres fan in chief on the East Coast, Major Garrett, next year on 97.3 The Fan. As we go out to Major Garrett, first thing on everybody's mind from Washington is the incredible tragedy of the air crash earlier this week. Major, are you in Washington right now? Just what a horrible story that is.
Oh, yes. I'm in Washington, and on that, so Wednesday afternoon, flying back from New York, I landed at DCA on runway 33.
Oh,
I've landed on that runway, I don't know, probably 100, maybe 200 times in my career here in Washington. DCA, Reagan National, very popular, very congested, very safe airport, historically. And then this massive, catastrophic tragedy just before 9 p.m. Wednesday night, when a Black Hawk Army helicopter flying too high, it appears, above the normal prescribed 200 feet in that area, comes up underneath or in some way collides with the American Airlines flight out of Wichita on final approach, cleared by air traffic control for final approach. And 67 people gone.
It really,
it's a devastating tragedy for everyone here in the region.
No question. And it really does put things in perspective. I mean, so far, the beginning of the year, Major, has been massively about perspective. And I was talking to my eldest yesterday, who, you know, he's got big feelings. And he's like, it's not going to get worse than it is right now. I go, buddy, look around you. There are people 90 miles north of you that don't have a home. They don't have all their stuff's gone. It's gone.
Yep.
And I said, it ain't that bad. You know, it's just not that bad right now. And I think perspective has been much needed in the life of a Padres fan so far this year. It's been a tough one. It's been a murky one, Major. And it cast a bit of a shadow on the beginning of the season, which this is always all of our favorite time of year. You know, hope springs eternal. But this one, it's been a little murky.
Yeah, this one feels kind of deadening this off season. Not a lot to get your hopes up about. But to your point about perspective, look, I have a good number of friends in the L.A. area, and all of my friends, their homes survived. But if you read Bill Plaschke's column from a couple of weeks ago in the L.A. Times, his home survived in the Altadena fire. And if you read that column, it makes something clear that I'm not sure everyone captures, which is even a home that survives, quote unquote, in the fire zone has to be taken down to the studs.
Yeah.
Why? Because it is riddled with smoke. All the furniture has to be trashed. So, yes, your home survived, but not really. Even if you're a quote unquote survivor, you are decimated. And the LA region is decimated. And has been living not only with that tragedy, but the anxiety induced by winds and fears ever since. And I don't think that region will ever, anyone who lived through it or experienced this, will ever forget that anxiety or put it aside.
Sure.
It will live with them forever. So in the grand scheme of things, as people in the sports industry will often tell you, they are in the toy department of life, which means it's discretionary, it's enjoyable, but it is not essential. The things that are essential, family, life, property, sustainability, and we've been reminded this very brutal month, here in D.C. for sure, and in Southern California, how fragile all that is.
Talking to Major Garrett, we love him for his wisdom and his Padres passion. And one thing I really wanted to ask you, you cover powerful people for a living and have done it for a long time. And I wondered, you know, obviously on a smaller scale, what we're doing here, you know, what's going on kind of behind the scenes with the San Diego Padres. What advice do you have to us on how to cover like an issue like this, because we found it's been difficult over the last few weeks, you know, because we don't know all the facts. No. We're not privy to all the documents that are at play in this case, and we don't want to go, you know, off the handle and say something that's incorrect or inaccurate. We also don't want to say nothing because it's such a big story. What's your advice on something like this?
It's really hard. I don't have pinpoint, precise advice, other than to stick with what is in the public record, evaluate things placed in the public record, and do what you can to ask those who are placing those things in public record if there is a broader context that they can share and explain. This is a really hard situation. I remember being on the phone with you the morning that Peter died.
Yep.
And that to find ourselves here now is the place I least expected all Padre fans and all San Diegans to find themselves, in the midst of what is clearly a embittered dispute. There's no other way to describe it. This does not come into full public view with the allegations laid down in court papers unless there is deep bitterness behind it. It just doesn't. It simply doesn't. And that bitterness is somewhat concealed in the procedural language of legal documents.
Yeah.
But you don't need to be a detective to read between the lines, okay? There are hurt feelings here. There are expectations not met. And the bitterness that is arising from this now clouds the future of the greatest sports asset of America's finest city.
Man,
and that's a really tough place for all of us to be.
As you talked about the homes in L.A., you know, you said something that just jumped out at me. And even the survivors' homes have to be, you know, taken down to the studs. And I think that's the biggest fear of Padres fans who watched this team win 93 games last year, go to the playoffs, you know, probably should have won the World Series if we're being honest. Nobody wants to see this team taken down to the studs. Nobody. And every single day you're putting on Major League Baseball's network and they're saying, "Hey, trade this generational superstar, Fernando Tatis Jr. I don't want to see this organization taken down to the studs. I fear that it could happen in the next few years. I hope it doesn't. I hope whoever, you know, it becomes the steward of the San Diego Padres. That's their number one goal, is to continue to try to fill Petco Park by putting good players on the field, by creating an atmosphere that was second to none in baseball last year, Major. I don't want it. I don't want to be a survivor. I don't want it ripped to the studs.
Right. No. And I've been a Padre fan since 1969. I know from fire sales. This is not a fire sale year. That's not what's happening. Players are being taken away, plucked away, because they're being offered more money than the club currently wants to allocate in their direction. This club, even if there hadn't been a dispute between the Seidler family, wasn't going to pay Jurickson Profar $42 million for 3 years. It just wasn't. Regardless of the legal papers filed back and forth and the teeth gnashing behind all the representations made therein. We still have a potent core of this team, really potent core of this team. But we all know that there are missing parts, and we would like to see some of those missing parts added. And then we have to remind ourselves, AJ is pretty adept at that addition part in February and March. better than most GMs. Most GMs don't do that. He does. So I wait with expectation of what may come next. But you can't look, for example, at the catching situation and say, well, we've got that solved. We don't. We have someone we've lost complete confidence in and two aging veterans who may or may not have one last bit of lightning in the bottle. Wow. Okay. That's not a huge confidence builder. Our rotation is iffy. The infield and outfield is pretty solid. There is a strong core of talent there. But you need a lot of other horses to go up against the Dodgers, the competitively better Giants, and the competitively better Diamondbacks. They've gotten better than we have in the offseason. So it's going to be a stretch. It's going to be hard. This is not as bleak an offseason as I've experienced in my long life as a Padre fan. I've seen far bleaker, so I want to make sure people understand that. It's not as if this team is being destroyed. It's not as if we are selling off the key assets, but there is anxiety about what the intentions of the ownership group are. And they would do something, they would do themselves well, quite separate from this legal dispute, to be clearer and more emphatic about what their actual intentions are and remind Padre fans that they're here to stay as Peter always wanted this club to stay.
Does it make sense for Major Garrett as a Padres fan, you hear the rumors, to trade either a Dylan Cease or Michael King to try to address some of those, as you said, other needs? Or does it make more sense to just hold on to those guys and fill in the margins with obviously, you know, replacement type level players that aren't going to cost too much?
So I would not trade Michael King. I don't see any upside benefit for the Padres in that at all. He is far more competitively priced. The arbitration hearing, I don't think, will be that contentious. I know AJ prefers not to go in that direction, but that's the direction it's going to go. It'll be resolved. Dylan is more expensive. And if anything is going to sour a general manager on a promising player, it will be underperforming in the playoffs. And Dylan underperformed. He knows it. Everyone who watched him knows it. And that's something that GMs never forget. And so there's a great line about AJ that he falls in love with players and he falls out of love with players. I don't know if he's fallen out of love with Dylan, but the chances are greater that he has than he hasn't. So I would not be surprised if Dylan Cease were traded. I think there are parts of his game that are super attractive and could pull for us some really important component parts outside of our two absolute lead pipe cinch studs in the minor leagues, DeVries and Salas. It's pretty barren. We need a lot of help there. So these are calculations you have to make. They're hard calculations to make because you cannot play 162 games with a 3.5-person rotation. Yeah. You just can't.
Well, you're making a lot of sense as usual. Major Garrett joins us this morning. And, you know, you look for anything to bring a smile to your day. And I got to say, we were going to bring this up later, but I was on X yesterday scrolling around, and I saw just a little video that Fernando Tatis Jr. had posted. He's all smiles. He's walking next to Arise, and he's walking next to Crony. And he's like, we're back together, and everyone's smiling. Yep. And just for one fleeting second, I went, hell yeah. Baseball's coming back. Players are so resilient. They really are. Like,
yeah.
They're so good at compartmentalizing and blocking out all the crap around them. Like, they're not moping. They want to go out and play and compete. And
exactly.
It gave me one little shred of like, okay, I'm excited. There's my guys. There's three of my favorites. They're walking together. Right. They're grinning ear to ear. I'm back in. Here we go.
Right. And back to perspective.
Yes.
I don't. You do. You live in San Diego, an amazing, phenomenal place to live, a great, great, great place to live. Trust me, I live in Washington, D.C. Every time I tell anyone here where I grew up, they're like, oh, my God, what a great place. I'm like, yeah, it is a great place. Point one. Point two, Crony, Arise, Tatis, Manny, Bogarts, Merrill. That's a pretty good core.
It is.
Okay. That's not terrible.
It's not. You're trying to keep that perspective. I know. You're absolutely right.
And it's Petco.
one of the greatest places to see a game
yep.
in America.
On the planet.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it is. No doubt.
And the energy and the sense of devotion and the sense the players have to be in that building and to play for the fans and the rapport that's there night after night after night, most major league cities would give just about anything for that which we take for granted.
Once again, Major Garrett distills it down.
Right again.
Clear-eyed, not overly panicked, but also not, you know, starry-eyed either about the San Diego Padres. We always appreciate your perspective, Major, and appreciate your time anytime you can give it to us.
Always a pleasure, gents. Always, always a pleasure. It's been a hard week. It's been great to talk to you, and look for the bright side of things.
Thank you, Major.
Appreciate Best to you, buddy. Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News and our Padres fan-in-chief on the East Coast with great perspective was the word of that interview.
Yeah, he's one of the best guests we've ever had. So I'm not surprised that he brought it because he always does.
Yeah, and you know, I tend to agree with him. I thought what he said, maybe the most insightful moment Padres wise from that interview was the fact, and I've thought it as well, but I'm almost afraid to give it voice. Because I hate thinking that one bad or two bad outings in the playoffs yeah. can define a player's career. But it's hard not to think about that from last season with Dylan Cease.
Yeah, I mean, is it fair?
It's not fair.
We've got guys on our team that did not perform in the playoffs. You know, Manny didn't perform up to his capabilities. Luis Arraez, I know he was hurt, did not perform up to his capabilities. Jurickson Profar, after a monster year, did not perform up to his capabilities. You go down the line.
Tatis did. He was a monster.
But you look at the 24 score list, and I can't put that on Dylan Cease at all. You know, Dylan Cease tried to do something to help the team. It didn't work out. I still was fine with the move then. I'm fine with it now. Our option was Martin Perez. Okay, Martin Perez is no longer a Padre. It didn't work. You're going to have to take risks as a manager and as a player. And, you know, he went out and gave us everything he had. It just wasn't enough. So
isn't there blame to go all around? It would not be fair for anybody to just put it on Dylan Cease. You could put it on management that gave him the ball. You would put it on the offense
sure.
that went 24 scoreless. And
Major,
that's right.
And I don't think Major was putting it on Dylan Cease. But he was acknowledging yep. something that is a reality when he said, GMs don't forget.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because the ultimate goal is to win a World Series. And let's say they keep Dylan Cease, because they might. And let's say they make the playoffs.
I hope they do.
Because they might. And we want all these things to happen. We're all going to be terrified, you know, when he takes the mound in the postseason, and he may come through.
Bro, you're terrified.
Clayton Kershaw never came through until he did one year.
You're terrified no matter who you have on the bump. It really doesn't matter. The playoffs are a whole different animal. They're a whole different animal altogether. And that's why you see guys that traditionally don't. Kiki Hernandez didn't have the world's greatest season. In the playoffs, he's Babe Ruth. You know, he's Babe Ruth in the playoffs. He's maybe one of the greatest postseason performers of all time. He doesn't even have a deal with the Dodgers right now. He's still sitting out there.
Well, they don't need him until October.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing is, like, I'm a wreck no matter if it's Roger Clemens in his prime or if it's Dylan Cease or if it's Joe Musgrove. It doesn't matter who it is. I'm not disagreeing with Major at all. But when you also factor in, who's his agent? Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, if we move him, you know, we're going to have to deal with the fallout there. But I'm certainly fine keeping that dude at the top of the order or top of the rotation.
All right. Thank you again to Major Garrett. We got to remember that we've got at 9 o'clock another biggest fan announcement. Don't forget, if you hear your name, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back to qualify for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a future Padres game. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially hear your name called three times a day, every weekday here on 97.3 The Fan. I will come back. Padres did officially announce the Elias Diaz signing.
You guys are a little surprised with the hype video?
I was totally shocked, actually, by the hype video. Coming up next on The Fan.